Cindy's. Direct order, Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that my motion to adopt the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill number 88 be withdrawn.
No objection. The motion is withdrawn. Are there other items unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Anderson.
Just an announcement, Mr. Speaker, just in order to aid our staff here, it'd be a good idea for the staff, if the members haven't cleaned out their limbo files, that they'll come through and purge those that we've acted on today, so make more room for those that are coming later.
Unfinished business?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Meekins.
Yeah, I think it goes on unfinished business. There should have been placed on every member's desk a two-page synopsis of the loan bill, SB1, which is a 55-page document. And a copy of the bill has been placed in all the members' mailboxes. I'd like to emphasize that this is a work draft copy. It has not actually been finally approved by the subcommittee of the Finance Committee, and of course not by the full committee either. We have checked it. There are very few mistakes, so that I think it is ready to be voted on, but it is a work draft copy, and I'd just like to emphasize to people that it's the work of a subcommittee of the Finance Committee and an ad hoc committee that has been working for the last couple of months. But the committee itself, although several of the members are aware of what's in it, has not taken any formal action, and in fact the subcommittee has not given final approval to this this draft. And we'll be taking up the bill at 1:30 today. I just wanted to let everybody know that was there, since it is a monumental piece of legislation and it's very lengthy and encompasses a lot of different ideas. There has been provided a synopsis, and I'd be very happy, in fact I'd like to talk to any members who have questions and that they want answered about the bill or further explanation in more detail.
Representative Freeman. House, please, Sandys. The House, please come back to order. Under announcements of committee meetings, I'd first give a little status report on where the session's at. In case nobody's notices, we're trying to adjourn sometime here in the future. There'll probably be some pretty long calendars in the next couple of days. So members should be prepared for that. And those members who are on free conference committees who are outstanding should get their work done in the next couple of days and should report to the majority leader today the status of their free conference committee, so we know where all those are. There, Representative Meekins mentioned Senate Bill 1. Members obviously may want to take a look at it. There's another very large bill that will be calendared soon too, and that's Senate Bill 438, which is the one of the energy bills, and the draft of that was it. The bill reported out of the Finance Committee has been sent to the Rules Committee now, so that will be printed and available today. So members should review that. It's a rather lengthy document also. I think the Budget Free Conference Committee is progressing well, and there's no reason why it couldn't be completed next week. So early, the chairman says. So members should make an effort to wrap up their business. Under announcements of committee meetings, Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce a Republican caucus at 12:45 in the Butro Room. The finance chairman has volunteered himself and his staff to explain Senate Bill 1, the loan package, to members of our caucus. I would appreciate it if everybody would grab something to eat or whatever and be there on time.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the Legislative Council meeting that was scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon has been canceled by the chairman.
Representative Brown.
That's puzzling. Mr. Speaker, the House Commerce Committee will meet tonight at 7 o'clock on Senate Bill 509, and we will attempt to finish the bill, however long that takes. And then at 8 a.m. tomorrow, the committee will consider other bills that have been previously before the committee.
Representative Meekins.
1:30 today, we'll of course be taking up SB1, the loan bill. And there are two other bills that, because of single subject rules, have to accompany it. That is the revision of Title 37, the power of the Commissioner of Revenue on Investment. That'll be taken up also. And we need to make some appropriations, which of course have to go in a separate bill. And we'll be taking those up also. Then House Bill 990, amending Alaska Small Loans Act, SB 315, Investment Estate Funds, HB 978, the Board of Hairdressers, and SB 575, Authorization for Revenue Bonds for Fairbanks Airport.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Judiciary meet at 3 this afternoon, House Bill 479, revising the drug laws. I think this may be the last session on that bill. I'd like all members to attend.
Further announcements. Representative Bucko.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Hess will meet at 1:30 this afternoon to work on House Bill 488 and House Bill 977.
Further announcements. Special orders. Representative Eliason.
Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor to make a comment?
Representative Eliason.
A newspaper article appeared last night in the Empire. Mr. Speaker, on page 3 of the Empire, there was an article saying, reading, 2,500 tons of herring wasted in a harvest. Mr. Speaker, 2,500 tons is, to put it in perspective, is 5 million pounds. 5 million pounds of fish. That's practically twice the amount of halibut we're going to harvest in southeastern Alaska waters this summer. Mr. Speaker, I have a vessel that's not a very big vessel, but it's under 58 foot. But Mr. Speaker, that's 70 loads of fish for my vessel. And Mr. Speaker, as you well know, the rural fisheries is a marginal fishery. When I say marginal, it's not a very popular fisheries with a fishermen themselves, is not very popular with the people in the areas that the fishery is going on. However, it's acceptable fishery, Mr. Speaker, if it's controlled rigidly and the quotas are conservative. Mr. Speaker, this article went on to say the fishing game, of course, they blame it on the processors and they blame it on the fishermen. They blame it on to the nets and they even blame it on the weather. Mr. Speaker, I think the blame rests with the Department of Fish and Game. They're the ones that are charged with responsibility of managing the resources of the state. And when they allowed an uncontrolled fishery to waste 2,500 tons of fish, Mr. Speaker, I think that the Board of Fish should look into this problem in detail to find out who's responsible, and so this waste would not happen again. I think, Mr. Speaker, that it's a very terrible thing to happen, the waste of resources that the people in the state are going to need. And to do it in such a manner as that, I think, is totally unacceptable.
Further special orders. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, just briefly on the previous comments, I do agree and concur with the statements made by Representative Eliason. There is no further business, Mr. Speaker. I move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. House adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.